In our studio is Paul Provost. He is the CEO of something called Art Bridges Foundation out of Bentonville, Arkansas. It's good to see you. Welcome to WMBD in Peoria. It's good to see you.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be here and great to be here in Peoria.
Beautiful day to have you here. Tell us what Art Bridges is. What is that about?
Art Bridges is a foundation. It's a new foundation organized by, and it's the vision of my boss and board chair, Alice Walton, who's the daughter of Sam Walton, the founder of Walmart. And the mission for the foundation is to expand access to American art around the nation. And so we're providing funding to get works of art out of storage from big museums that have got a lot of stuff in the basement and get that stuff on the road to smaller regional museums.
Is that really true? Is like stuff just stored away places?
They've got lots of
and,
stuff.
And so it's just not doing anyone any good. And so Alice's vision and your mission is to, hey, you got something? Peoria would like to see it, right?
That's exactly it. Okay. So there are a bunch of things that are here at the Peoria Riverfront Museum, which we've been able to, Art Bridges has been able to bring here and share with this community for long-term loan. There's both an exhibition of works by Andy Warhol, as well as a group of other works which Peoria has put together in a small exhibition called American Revolutionaries. And they're great works of American art. There's some classic Hudson River School paintings, but there's also some great contemporary art, women artists, so some really interesting things that we've been able to bring here.
What was the motivation for Alice? Of course, Walton's built a huge empire. What was her motivation to really go forth in this project?
Yeah, so growing up in Bentonville, Arkansas, when she was young, she didn't have access to great works of art. When she wanted to see things, she and her mother had to go over to Tulsa or up to Kansas City, which was hours away. So she decided she wanted to create a museum, which is Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, as a way of creating access to great works of art in Northwest Arkansas. And she's done a brilliant job at that. And she's done such a great job that museum now almost has a national platform. But in the process of discovering that she could do so much with Northwest Arkansas, she had the vision of trying to do something really on a national scale. And that's where Art Bridges comes in. So in a certain sense, what we're trying to do around the nation with Art Bridges is bring great works of art out of storage and into communities all across the nation.
What is the reaction from the museum from which you get it out of storage? So I can't name them. I don't know them, but there's some place in Boston that's got some stuff that you find out about, and you're like, oh, you know, a Peoria Riverfront Museum might be interested in a show of that. What is their feeling about the approach that you, because you're kind of selling them a little bit. You're like, hey, right? I mean, your job is to
sell.
I'm a
sales guy. I'm on the phone all the time.
You are a salesperson. Absolutely. You're like, hey, we'd really like to take that to Indiana, Peoria, wherever.
Yeah.
What is the reaction? Are they protective?
They're thrilled about it as a general matter. Yep.
Yeah.
So, for example, we're working closely with the Joslin Museum in Omaha, and the Joslin is going through a renovation and expansion of their museum right now, so their galleries are closed. And instead of just keeping the stuff in storage, we called the director, a guy named Jack Becker, really fantastic, and said, hey, can we take some of your things on the road while you're closed? So we swooped in and have taken a group of about 50 great works of American art, not the stuff they have in storage, but the stuff they have in their major galleries. And we've been able to place those works of art with smaller regional museums around the country.
Who is the art expert? Is it you, the person who is going through, they see something in storage and they're like, oh my gosh, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a collaborative process. My background, I was trained as an art historian and a curator, so I've done that. But I've also been in business in the art market for a number of years, so I wear two hats. But we have a curatorial team at Art Bridges. We're actually acquiring and works of art and collecting ourselves as a foundation. So we have a team that's focused on the art and the collecting aspects of it. And it's that curatorial team that also works with the museums to figure out which of the works we're going to put on the road.
And have you found a couple of those? You're like, hey, do you know what this is? I mean, have you?
Yeah, I mean, as a general matter, people know what this stuff is. It's just a matter of, it can be complicated moving works of art around because, you know, they're precious objects and we have to be careful about how we handle them and all of that. And so we work with museums like the Peoria Riverfront Museum is fantastic because they understand it and they get it, and from that perspective.
All I could do this whole time we've been talking about acquiring this these things and moving them around and things is thinking about insurance. That's all I can stop. I was like, man, the insurance on this has to be complicated.
Yeah.
How long have you done this, Joe?
Art Bridges, I've been here as CEO since August 2019, so a little more than 3 years.
It feels to me, and then, of course, you had to deal with the pandemic and all.
Yeah.
It feels to me, just looking at your countenance as you speak about it and the brightness in your eyes while you talk about art, is this must be almost a dream job. This seems like fun. This is like you're a treasure hunter. You're already a historian, right? So you have that part of it in your pocket. And then you get to spread this around to people who might not otherwise not see Andy Warhol.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
This is a good gig, Paul.
It's a good gig. And being when I was a museum curator, I enjoyed that and really loved being in a mission driven organization.
Yeah,
when I was in business, that was a lot of fun too. But being back in a mission driven organization where we're really moving the needle and doing good works is fantastic. And you can see the great work that we're doing with our partners like Peoria.
Yeah.
And so I'd encourage everyone to get up to the Peoria Riverfront Museum, look at the great Andy Warhol show, look at the great other shows that they've got up there. They're doing really great things, and we're helping them get it done.
And was that Allison's kind of mission?
Allison. And I said Bensonville, so he's covering us. He's got us covered.
Her mission, instead of going to Chicago, New York, because she was in Bentonville and didn't have the exposure, is her kind of mission to go to smaller markets to make sure people across the country in these markets get to see this?
Yeah, it is smaller markets, but it's also working with the mid-sized museums and the big museums, and we can't get what we're doing done without collaboration from both the larger institutions, the mid-sized institutions, and the smaller institutions.
We're talking with Paul Provost. He's CEO of Art Bridges Foundation. John Morris is CEO of the Peoria Riverfront Museum and longtime friend of ours. I know how excited you get about everything museum-related, but I can't imagine how much you must be just stoked about this one, right? Tell me what's in your mind right now.
It's incredible. The most important American art philanthropist of our age is investing in Peoria, Illinois, to bring great works of art. We're so grateful for Paul Provost to have come, so grateful for Alice Walton and all she's doing, not only for Peoria, but really for America. American art helps us look in the mirror as to what a great place, what an amazing country, what a creative output, understanding of diverse cultures of our world. And Peoria Riverfront Museum, early on, started working with Paul Provost and his amazing team at Art Bridges in Bentonville, and there's more to come. But do not miss what they just delivered to us. And Paul dedicated yesterday.
Right? Yeah.
Only
yeah.
up for 2.5 more months, which is Andy Warhol, Endangered Species, the first Andy Warhol exhibition in the history of Peoria.
Explain to us what we are seeing when we go see this Andy Warhol.
So it's a great group of works by Andy Warhol, 10 important pieces that he did in response to the Endangered Species Act. The Endangered Species Act came out, in the early 1970s, and these are great works from the 1980s. And he really is using these works of art as a way of spotlighting these endangered species. And so when you see them, they're classic Warhols in that they're jazzy and all of that, and beautiful, bright colors, and very impressive in terms of how he's put them together. But the underlying meanings about these things are important, too, in terms of there's a great image of an American eagle and of a bald eagle. And so he's very much thinking about these works of art or these animals as real icons as well.
When people hear Andy Warhol, they think of that 1 15-minute, right?
Yeah,
the one
15
famous for 15
fame.
Minutes, exactly.
Right, okay. But I think a lot of people just think it was that one image, that one painting, and I don't think people realize the depth of an artist that he was, right?
Yeah. I mean, he was a real trailblazer, no question about that. And art is different. Contemporary art is different now because of who he was and how he changed the game.
And he also was a personality.
Oh, my God.
I mean, the personality part of it was going along with the artistic talent at the same time, at a time in America when those kind of personalities just popped out. They literally popped out into the culture. That is cool. What are the hours, and when can we see that, John? Is it open now?
open right now, 6 days a week, every day but Monday, 10 to 5, noon to 5 on Sundays. Let me also mention that On Loan from Art Bridges is an incredible American Impressionist painter. Most people know the French Impressionists, Monet, Manet.
Sure.
This is a painter named Child Hassam, and he did only 30 of these flag paintings. Many people recognize in the Oval Office, there's a beautiful painting of Fifth Avenue in New York with the American flags. It's right above the President of the United States. Three presidencies have featured that painting in the Oval Office. It's there at the current time. And to have a painting by this same artist in Peoria for the first time ever is courtesy of Art Bridges as well.
That's awesome.
How nervous do you get? Because it's like saying, okay, we're going to drop our children off for the next two and a half months. Is it just like, oh my gosh, we got to take care of this? Do you feel like that?
You know, I'll say from my perspective, yes, they are. We think about them as our children in a certain way, but it's like leaving your children with your with either good friends or your aunt and uncle or something along those lines. So they're safe and sound. And when Art Bridges moves works of art all around the country, we work with museum partners that have the proper facilities in terms of security as well as temperature controls and humidity and things like that, because there are particular issues that works of art need in terms of where they're hung and all of that. And Peoria does a great job of that.
Dan, the chances of us getting one in this studio, real small. super small. If that's where you were going, that's not going to happen. Paul, it's great to meet you. Welcome to Peoria again. Thanks for doing what you're doing for our country and specifically for our community. The Peoria Riverfront Museum, Dan and I are huge fans. We all will be benefiting from what you do.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate you doing that.
Thank you, Greg, and thank you, Dan, for a great conversation. And I'd encourage everyone to get up to the Peoria Riverfront Museum.
Yeah,
thank you.
It's good to see both
Greg,
of you.
Thank you,
Greg.
Spot right there.
Right there. We can hang something right there.
Right there. That painting.
On the carpeted wall.
Have a great day, guys.
Good
thank
to see
you.
Both of you.